Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What it is. Peace, silly listeners. It's me, your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. And happy new year. This is the first podcast episode of 2026. And I ain't gonna hold you, fam. I am very glad that 2025 is done because that year lasted about a decade. So let's see what the new year has to bring. I am hoping all kinds of wonderful things. I had my black eyed peas last night. I had my cornbread last night. We were doing things. Okay. So fingers crossed, 2026 is my year, as we all say. I hope that you guys learned something from last week's episode. Listen, make sure you go ahead and drop those toxic relationships. We did talk about that. New year, new boo. Say it with me, people, on a count of three. One, two, three. New year, new boo. Moving on. So, this is the podcast where we can find the silly and the quirky and the fun in every topic that we discuss. And I know as of late, I've been doing a lot of creepy, macabre, paranormal type content here. And I plan on keeping it that way, but I will go ahead and slip in some silly. All right. So here's what's coming up on today's episode. A fear that I've had since I was a child. And I just found out that this shit is real and I am not happy about it. Creatures coming out of toilets. We're going to talk about that. And I may have come up with a way for you to save money on that Disney World trip that you guys have been wanting to go. I know Florida and California, let me tell you something, they ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm trying to save you some money. All right. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Also today, guys, we are going to be discussing a Japanese urban legend that involves the spirit of a girl who was cut in half and can somehow move faster than a full-bodied man. Oh, that's going to be fun. Can't wait to dig into that creepy shit. All right, so that is coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Be ready for that. Make sure you guys go ahead, subscribe, rate, review. That's the best way to help this podcast grow. I cannot do it without you. If you're an Apple Podcast, 5-star written review, oh, I could so use that. And thank you once again for those of you who have done that. I don't have any yet for the 2026 year, so go ahead, start reviewing. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can comment directly under each episode that you are listening to. All right, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, a new Have You Heard About? Coming up next. I got this like weird email and I'm wondering if anybody else has gotten it. I'll probably share like a small part of this episode on TikTok just because I'm like curious. By the way, follow me on TikTok, Amber Smiles Jones. You can find me there. But here's the thing. I am wondering if any of you guys got this email. I got an email from a Backstreet Boy. Let me explain. If you're just young and you don't know what a Backstreet Boy is, they were like one of the dopest boy bands that I grew up with. I was an NSYNC head. I loved NSYNC more than Backstreet Boys. So this is another reason why I was confused as to why I got this email. I got an email and the subject title says, Happy New Year, heart emoji. Thank you for being parts of my journey. The sender is Nick Carter. I don't think it's actually Nick Carter. the email is nickcarter8850@gmail.com. So that's clearly Nick. It says here, hello, as the new year is here and the air fills with the warmth of the season, I want to take a moment to reach out and send you my heartfelt new year wish. This new year shows how grateful I am for wonderful fans like you who bring so much positivity and enthusiasm into my world. First of all, not a fan of Nick Carter. Don't know why he thought I was. I mean, I don't dislike Nick Carter. I just don't know why I'm getting this email. There are a few bitches I went to high school with who would like, I was going to say they would squirt with excitement, but that seems wrong. They would be really excited about this. Okay. Anyways, he goes on, or the fake Nick Carter goes on to say, your support throughout the past years has meant more than words can express, and it truly makes every effort worthwhile. This is not Nick Carter. I hope this new year wraps you in joy, peace, and all the little moments that make life feel special. Whether it's gathering with loved ones, savoring festive treats, or simply enjoying a quiet evening by the fire, may your days be merry and bright, filled with laughter, good company, and perhaps a few perfectly wrapped surprises under the tree. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for being part of this journey with me. Here's to a magical new year brimming with new adventures, happiness, and success for you and yours. Please drop me a quick reply when you receive this. I'd love to know you got my new year cheer. Wishing you a prosperous new year. Talk soon, Nick Carter. Okay. This is not Nick Carter, but I am wondering if anybody else got this email because this is weird. What? Nick Carter wasn't even my favorite Backstreet Boy. I was all about Brian, fam. I was all about AJ. That was my favorite. What? I was all about Brian and AJ. I thought they were the coolest ones. But I'm just curious. Let me know if you guys received this email or know anyone who got it. I think this is weird. I did enjoy the message. I just don't think it came from the actual Nick Carter. Let's move on, shall we? Have you heard about Wet Rat Winters? Yeah, this is a thing. This is coming from the Instagram page, The Bananas Podcast, one of my favorite podcasts of all time. Love them. Check out The Bananas Podcast. Scotty, Kurt, if you hear this, what's up? It says, Wet Rat Winter, how to handle toilet rats after Washington's heavy rain. First of all, didn't know toilet rats were a thing. Terrified about it. I've always been afraid of the fact that there could be snakes or rats or mice or even gators as a kid that can kind of like come through your toilet. Always thought that was possible. Finding out that it is right now, not great. All right. So Bananas Podcast on their Instagram page, they got this from NPR, it looks like. And it says here, here's what to do if you find a rat coming through your toilet following heavy Western Washington rain and floods. It was midnight when Simone Gabara got up to use the restroom in her White Center home. I guess that's an area of Washington. Like many who make a late night journey down the hall, she was half asleep. And this is the quote here. I lifted the lid and I saw a shape in there, she recalled, adding that her first thought was that perhaps someone else in the house forgot to flush before leaving the bathroom. I don't understand how you forget to flush a shit, but all right. And the second thought she had was, and this is a quote here, but why does it have eyes? That is a very good question. Why does a floater have eyes? That's not me reading it. That's me actually asking that. Let's go on with this article here. It says a rat was in the toilet. It crawled through the pipes and into the bowl, but was trapped by the lid, but no longer. Simone, that is horrifying. Simone looked for answers. She called a plumber. She looked up information online and learned that it's possible for rats to climb up through plumbing and enter a house through the toilet. Eventually, Simone trapped the rats in the bathroom. The crisis was over. It's perhaps not common, but a rat making its way into a home via toilet does happen from time to time. This is especially true after heavy rains send floodwaters into sewer pipes, stormwater drains, etc. Wow, that's terrifying. Oh my God. Apparently, I never even thought about that. My God. That's why Public Health Seattle and King County recently advised the region to keep an eye on its toilets. Recent floods and heavy rains have raised the potential of such occurrences. Public Health's advice is to leave the toilet lid down and trap the rat there. First of all, I always leave my toilet lids down because on the Burt Show, I remember Katie coming in telling us about the story about how when you flush the toilet, you got poo particles and piss and shit just floating around the air when you do that. So I started closing my lids. But I also started doing that before I knew about that because I have a cat and I'm terrified that the cat's going to jump into the toilet and that's gross. And I wanted to deal with that. So I have two reasons for closing a lid. Didn't realize I had a third. I'm going to keep my toilet lid closed. But I still feel like a snake could probably lift the lid up. I'm about to start putting books on the toilet lid now. This is getting out of hand. It says here, first, try to... Wow, didn't realize this was the advice. This is the public health's advice. First, try to flush it away. If that proves difficult, then try throwing dish soap into the toilet to smooth the journey down. If all else fails, then a rat trap may be required. I'm sorry. Flush the rat down the toilet. If that doesn't work, put some dish soap in there. And if that doesn't work, get a rat trap. Thanks for the advice, public health system. Really glad you're here. And it goes on to say, while it might be a surprising and frightening incident, a rat crawling through plumbing isn't as unusual in the Seattle area as one might assume. Holy shit, another reason to be depressed to live in Seattle. Apparently, Seattle is like one of the saddest places to live, they say. They say it's like the UK, but in America, it's always rainy there and shit. I don't know. I've never actually been, but holy crap, I definitely don't want to go now. Parts of the stormwater and sewer system in Seattle and in nearby King County communities is more than 100 years old. Ooh, that's not good. The system combined the pipes from a home, toilet, sinks, shower with the stormwater pipes. And this is rain that runs off the streets. So anyone who has seen a rodent scurry down a storm drain understands how they can easily access these combined pipes. So it sounds like they have all these pipes connected together. So if you were living in the Seattle area, watch your ass. I don't know what else to say to you. That sucks so much ass. Have you heard about how much cheaper it is to go to Disney World in Japan than it is to do it in Florida? Let's look into that. This is coming from the Instagram page at Success Codes. So it says here, it's now cheaper to fly to Japan, go to Tokyo Disney, get a hotel, and fly back than it is to go to Disney World in Florida. I 100% believe this. Let's dig in. It says here, families are getting sticker shock at Disney Florida. Tickets cost more. Hotels cost more. Even snacks add up fast. Now here's a wild part. Some travelers say flying to Japan, visiting Tokyo Disney, staying in a hotel, and flying back can be cheaper than a full Florida Disney vacation. I 100% believe that because America is one of the greediest fucking countries ever to exist. Let's move on. International flight deals plus favorable currency rates are flipping the script. It says here again at Success Codes on Instagram page, instead of paying premium prices at home, families are chasing better value and bigger experiences abroad. The takeaway, travel decisions are no longer about distance. They're about value. Sometimes the dream trip isn't closer. It's smarter. I believe that because I remember when Beyonce's tour came out here, and I think Taylor Swift too. I think a lot of Swifties and Beehivers were literally leaving the country to see the concerts out of country because it was cheaper to leave the country, round trip, hotel pay, all that stuff, than it was to stay at home to enjoy something. That is fucking ridiculous to me. I'm going to Japan. And join me if you want to save some cash. They got sushi, like the real good sushi. I want to go there. Not to mention Tokyo, from what I understand from all the YouTube videos that I have seen, Tokyo looks like a video game at night. I want to see that. I want to go to the cat cafes and I want to see, you know, the vending machines that sell underwear and pizza and shit. I want to go to Tokyo. Let's do a meetup. Tokyo trip. Let's go. And also, I need one of you to pay for it. I ain't got no money. All right, guys, next on the Professionally Silly podcast, we're going to take a deep dive, or at least a wade. We'll take a nice little wade through the waters of an urban legend from, guess where? Japan. Let's go ahead and dig into that next on the Professionally Silly podcast. Listen, guys, I have always been into urban legends. I love that kind of shit. It's scary, and usually you learn something. Because of urban legends, I always check the backseat of my car to make sure there's not a serial killer back there waiting to serial kill me. I do it. I certainly do. I thought that it would be kind of fun to visit urban legends from different parts of the world. So let's jump into that. This episode, the urban legend that got my attention was Teke Teke. And I hope that I'm saying the word right. It's T-E-K-E-T-E-K-E twice. Teke Teke. So the Teke Teke urban legend comes from Japan. Teke Teke is the ghost of a girl who was the stereotypical vengeful ghost story. Okay. Girl meets train. Train cuts girl in half. And then like girl becomes a vengeful ghost. Tale as old as time. All right. So the story... I just made that very simplistic. So nothing says urban legend like a girl being cut in half by a train. I guess now she's top heavy. Okay, that wasn't one of my best jokes. Let's move on. Most versions of Teke Teke discusses how she was bullied so badly one day that she fell onto the train tracks, or she jumped in front of the train to kill herself. And some say she was pushed. There's no definitive answer on how the train ended up killing her, but it did. Now, some even say that she survived what happened, but bystanders refused to help her, so she died alone by bleeding out, apparently. The most common story seems to be that she dies full of fear, rage, and unfinished homework energy. Nope, not a good joke. Moving on. And of course, her spirit returns missing her bottom half. And here's the thing. Apparently, vengeful spirits, super popular in Japanese folklore. It goes back as far as 8 AD. Honestly, fam, if it had been me who was left to die alone after people witnessed my legs being severed and did nothing, I would be pretty vengeful too. I'm haunting the shit out of everybody, okay? Teke Teke is actually means a word that imitates a sound. There's a word for it. I'm having a hard time pronouncing it. An onomatopoeic. Onomatopoeic. I don't know if I said that right, but it's that. Anyways, it imitates a sound. This creepy ghost makes a lot of sounds. Okay, we're talking about scratching, tapping noises, clicking, I think like that. I don't know. And even dragging sounds. Okay, I have to say, none of these sounds is something that I want to hear alone in the dark coming from someone who does not have legs that is chasing me. Don't want that. Don't want that at all. The dragging sounds do make sense because she doesn't have legs, but I just don't want to do that. I don't want to be a part of that. Teke Teke, they say, is the noise her elbows and hands make as she moves. Ain't that nice? That detail alone is why this legend lives rent-free in a lot of people's minds. That is terrifying. And here's the thing. They also say that you don't see her first, you hear her first. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And by the time your brain goes, you know what? That sound, it should not be moving that fast. It's too late. She's already all over you. That's a hard no for me, dog. I'm telling you right now, I want no part of Miss Teke Teke. I am good. Even if she had both her legs, I still want no part of that. No, thank you. Now, here's the creepy part, they say. Well, it's all pretty creepy, if you ask me, but she can move faster than any full-bodied person. Okay, just dragging her broken half body as fast as fuck. That is so scary. She has like this supernatural speed, y'all, and I'm not playing around. Now, they say that she can, you know, quote unquote, outrun or at the very least keep pace with a speeding car. That's a hard no for me, dog. Hard no, fam. Oh my God, that is so terrifying. I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable and scared. Okay, so just imagine seeing her torso pull up at NASCAR speeds. No, thank you. Oh my God, fam, I'm sorry, but if you are a spirit that is cut in half, I don't need you to be faster than me. That's not it at all. Fuck all of that. Also, not fair. Not fair. There are some places that she likes to hang out at that I might be okay. I might not run into her. Okay, so she likes to hang out at night around schools and train stations. I don't go to schools and I don't go to train stations. MARTA every now and then, but MARTA in Atlanta is hella busy. I am more worried about the people who ride MARTA every day than I am about running into Teke Teke in Atlanta. I ain't gonna hold you. But having a spirit hang around schools, I don't know. It just feels like is this like an SVU ghost? Do I need to contact Captain Benson to take this case? I don't like where this is going. There are some other versions of this ghost where they merge her with Kashima Raiko. I'm probably saying that name wrong too. But this is a spirit who also has only a torso. So that's lovely that there's more than one of those. But this particular spirit, apparently she asks you trick questions and riddles. I love it when a spirit with no legs and just guts hanging down from me that could run faster than a NASCAR asking me like pop quiz questions. Love that for me. Now, apparently, Miss Kashima likes to haunt around schools and public restrooms, going around asking people for their legs. I'm assuming that a lot of these people were like, no, fam, you can't have my legs. I don't know what to tell you, dog. Like, nah. Now, Kashima does ask a lot of questions, a lot of riddles and things like that. So you better get the answers to her riddles or her questions right, okay? Because wrong answer equals death, okay? Right answer might equal temporary survival, all right? And then the third option, well, most likely just like a lot of trauma and bad dreams, most likely, a lot of nightmares. So maybe stay away from train stations at night and school bathrooms at night. I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay. A ghost likes to give pop quizzes. I hate this. Basically, anywhere teenagers might be walking alone at night thinking, you know what? I'll be fine. That's where she's going to be. And here's the thing. They were not fine. In order for you to survive this experience with Kashima, you must answer that her legs are on the machine or the Mishin Expressway. If I'm saying it wrong, my bad. I noted how to spell it here. Look it up and make sure you say that shit if she asks you, okay? Now, if she catches you, she'll use her synth or her sickle, you know, that like a, it's like a weapon that's like a, think of like a knife that's like soup, the blade is like hella curved. They kind of use it for like, what do you call it? Farming and shit. Anyways, so she's going to slice you in half at the waist, not like down the center from your head down, which thank goodness, but a bitch will cut you in half and she will be your twin. Y'all can just roam the earth cutting bitches in half together, I guess. I don't know. She wants you to match her. I guess ghost logic is saying, if I'm incomplete, bitch, you are too. I'm cutting you in half. Not fair at all. I just love how her creepy ass comes with accessories. You know, just she's already cut in half, already as fast as a NASCAR. Now you're like, let me just go ahead and also give her this big ass sharp curved blade. She needs this too. It's not fair. Now here's the thing. I do have bad news for you if you're listening to this podcast though, okay? There are a lot of versions of this urban legend. It's said that once you hear this story, she will visit you within a month. So Yay, Teke Teke ain't out here haunting gently and quietly. She's angry, bitter, and emotionally unhealed. Okay, kind of like a lot of us. Okay, this is unresolved drama doing CrossFit. It's insane. Now, here are a few survival tips that hopefully will help you out should you come across Teke Teke. You'll write this shit down, all right, just in case. All right, answer whatever question she asks, but answer those bitches correctly, okay? If you decide to book it, run without looking back at her. Don't look at her. Just run as fast as you can. And if you're over 30, if you can, try to stretch first. You know what's up, all right? I ain't gonna hold you. Your best bet is just to hope that she's too busy for your ass because she's fast. I don't want to tell you she's fast. Just pray to God you don't run into her. I don't know what else to say. If you like learning about some of the urban legends from around the world, hit me up and let me know. I would like to continue doing this. This is a lot of fun. I learned so much useless information. This is great. Normally, I do a POC excellence segment, and I didn't do it last week. Actually, I did do it, but I pronounced the young man's name wrong, and I just did not want to mess that up. And this week, we're not going to have a POC excellence segment. We will bring it back in next week's episode. But here's the thing. I kind of have a shout out for, the universe right now. And I'm going to give the world a POC excellent segment. Let me dig into this. A lot of good things have happened over the last year, and a lot of us are unaware of these good things because, let's be honest, all the bad things are all over our feeds. So I wanted to share the POC excellent segment with the world because apparently we did good. All right, so I'm getting this from the Instagram page at Winning in Mindset. Okay, so it says here, good news from around the world that nobody talks about. Let's dig into that. After decades of intensive conservation efforts, giant pandas are no longer classified as endangered species. Australia could become the first nation in the world to eliminate cervical cancer. What's poppin'? Portugal has a plan to open up Europe's first large elephant sanctuary for elephants rescued from circuses and zoos. We're gonna go ahead and make sure we take care of our elephants as well. It is estimated that around 600 elephants still live in captivity across Europe, many of them after decades in confined spaces without proper care. The sanctuary's first resident will be Kariba, I think that's how you say the name, an elephant captured in Zimbabwe in 1984 and kept in various zoos for over 40 years. Go ahead, boo. Yes, I am for this. Portugal is doing the damn thing. In the Netherlands, here's some good news here. In the Netherlands, prisons have been closing for more than a decade as the prison population continues to decline. Their crime is going down so much that the Netherlands is like, we don't need all these prisons. Let's just go ahead and close them down. Since 2009, more than 20 prisons have closed in the Netherlands. That's what's up. Bam! The green sea turtle is also no longer considered to be an endangered species. Yes. Norway, let's talk about you, baby. Norway has done the unthinkable, becoming the first country in the world to achieve near zero deforestation rates. What's up? I wish we could say the same thing here, but they are just knocking down trees to build up these houses and subdivisions that nobody can fucking afford with cheap ass material. I'm so sick of this shit. So congratulations, Norway. Yo, I'm telling you something. USA can learn a lot from these countries. I ain't gonna hold you. Canada, I ain't forgot about you. Canada has passed a law that prohibits keeping large great apes and elephants in captivity. Yes. Some Dutch engineers created the world's largest vacuum cleaner, 600 meters long, which collects plastic from the oceans and helps restore marine life. That's what's up. This was created to remove massive amounts of plastic from the oceans and to help restore the ecosystem suffocating from pollution. Now, a lot of you don't know this, but there are islands of trash just floating around the ocean. So if you're tired of constantly getting a lot of bad news, this Instagram page here, Winning in Mindset, by the way, it's the letter N, not the word N, I-N. I know it's crazy. The word winning, the letter N and the word mindset, Winning in Mindset. Follow them for some good news for once. Listen, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's if you see a spirit that is cut in half, you finna lose that race. Professionally, silly life rules. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think we could beat Teke Teke, fam. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate you guys for chilling with me every week. I look forward to taking on 2026 with you and to see what happens because as we all say, this is my year. And I literally hope that it is your year for all of you. I wish you literally everything that the fake Nick Carter said in its email. I wish that for you. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using to listen. If you're watching on YouTube, click that thumbs up button and subscribe. Comment down below and be as engaging with this video as you can. Leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, 5-star rating. That will be immensely helpful. Thank you so much for those of you who have already done that. Make sure that you leave a voicemail or call my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. It is a vent line. It's an advice line. It's all the things. Speaking of which, I actually have a voicemail to share with you. Let's just go ahead and play it.
New listener and caller, if you could disguise my voice, that will be great. I hate to weigh that I sound, but I need to vent. And I came across your TikTok and you have venting videos, and feel free to share this one if you want. Girl, not only am I bringing in the new year, but January 1st is my birthday and I'm going to be turning 40.
Happy birthday, girl.
It will literally be new year, new me. And let me tell you something. I don't remember nobody asking me if I wanted to get old. My knees crack louder than popcorn. My back be hating on me when I'm trying to sleep. Sometimes my back hurts after doing nothing but sleeping. And don't even get me started on how one glass of wine got me feeling like I've been clubbing all weekend. Now, I wasn't told I would have to start checking expiration dates on my own body. Anyway, I'm about to drink some ginger tea, put on my waist trainer for no reason, and think about my life choices. You're probably distracted by all of my joints popping during this voicemail. Anyways, Queen, love the podcast. You are so funny. Please keep doing what you're doing. I love that you have different topics. It keeps my attention. I also love the fact that you are warm and vulnerable. It's like listening to my own sister on a podcast. Have a great year. 2026, better watch out for me.
Okay, well... Thank you for calling. I guess that was just you venting and just getting it off your chest for the new year. Happy birthday or belated birthday by the time you hear this episode. And I'm going to be 40 this year too, and I am not looking forward to it. And bitch, I'm glad it's you first. I'm glad you turned it 40 first, you old bitch. I'm just playing with your girl. Happy birthday. You know, they say that 40 is a new 30, apparently. So I don't know who's saying that, but that's what I hear. If you also want to call in, go ahead and do so. The number is down below in the show notes, along with how to follow me in all my social medias. I got TikTok, I got Instagram, all the things. You can find it down below in the show notes as well, or the description box if you're looking at this on YouTube. Demaje and Ebony, if you are listening to this podcast, I have not forgotten you. I have your addresses and I'm going to be sending you something. So get ready for that coming really soon. If this is your first time listening, ladies and gentlemen, please come on back. Come on back and join in and binge all the silly that you haven't heard yet, because there is a lot of it. Okay. Hit me up. Email me. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can call, leave a voicemail or text my Google Voice number. Once again, 805-664-1828. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a time. I'm your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. One day, you're going to think about someone for the last time, and you'll never know. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.